backed by popular demand. It's The Great Look Show with Dr. Sam and Todd Shakin from the Aesthetic Associates Center, bringing you the latest in plastic surgery, skincare, and cosmetic and implant dentistry. Now, live from the ESPN 1520 studios, here are Drs. Sam and Todd Shakin.
And good morning, Western New York, Southern Ontario, Western Pennsylvania, anybody that can hear us on ESPN 1520. I'm Dr. Sam Shakin, Jr. on The Great Look Show, and I'm here to talk to you about plastic surgery, aesthetic skincare. Any questions you might have about the field of aesthetics, looking your best, that's why we're here today. And if you do call us on the show at 803-1520, we're going to be giving away free consultations to anybody that does call the show. And one lucky winner today will get my free skincare cream, which is a $90 value, a peptide cream for anti-aging. So plenty of reasons to call, in addition to getting some information and advice on how you can look better and feel better and be healthier. And that's why I'm here today. And all you need to do is give us a call. 803-1520 is the number to call. I just wanted to touch base a little bit on something that came up earlier this week. I had an email that came from a prospective patient, and her question, her comment in the email was, I went to a doctor and had some Botox done, and it only lasted 5 to 6 weeks. And prior to that, the previous treatments that I had would last a lot longer than that, typically over 4 to 5 months. So why is it that now it's not working? Well, there's a new phrase that we coined at the Aesthetic Associates Center. It's called Dilutox. If you're diluting the Botox to the point of not having the proper dosing, that could be part of the problem. So if you're a victim of Dilutox, you probably should perhaps ask the doctor that did the injections or the injector what the actual dosing was, because many times they'll inject a volume of Botox into your area, but if it's diluted down, if it's overhydrated, then it won't really have the same effectiveness. Because Botox basically is effective based on the actual dose that is put into the tissue where the muscles are to help relax them. If you're putting a less of a dose, the results will be less significant. If you're putting more, then it will last a little bit longer. So what's rather interesting is that some of the areas on the face will actually use Botox in a lower dosing, particularly on the forehead, because we want to make sure we smooth out wrinkles, but we don't want to totally paralyze the area. But regardless of what areas you're injecting, you have to put in a certain dosing, and that dosing is part of our calculation when we discuss with the patient what their ideal benefit is and what they're trying to look for. For example, you know, we're on the radio show right now. We have TV personalities in the media that don't want to have total paralysis of their muscles. They still need their facial expression to animate and give, you know, an appearance of concern when a story that they're talking about is something that would be warranting, you know, some facial expression. Well, if we were to totally paralyze the area, then that would be something that would be very difficult to animate and show expression. So we would maybe use less Botox in that area, particularly the frown lines or the areas around the eyes. On the other hand, if we've got somebody that just wants to really relax the muscles so they look more refreshed and totally reduce the wrinkles that are developing over time, then a stronger dose or a higher dose of the Botox would be needed. So now, just so you understand, for those listening, that when I'm talking Botox, I use that sort of in generic terms. It's sort of like Kleenexes to facial tissues. Botox is one brand made by Allergan Corporation. It's been around the longest since the 1990s, and we're doing those injections. And those injections have been done since the 90s, as I mentioned, and we've been doing injections at the Aesthetic Associates Center for more than 20 years of the botulinum toxin. Other toxins that we use include Jeuveau, which is what they call the new tox. At least it was the new tox in the past. It's been around for about a year and a half now. And also Dysport, which has been around for about a decade. So both of these, all three of these products are substantial products. They all have some equivalency as far as their efficacy, and they can be used interchangeably. So when I refer to Botox as a dilutox or something that the doctors or the injectors are over-diluting, please keep in mind that we're talking about just neurotoxins in general. And if the dosing is not done properly, then you would come up short and not have the proper dosing that you'd like, and the results will be less than ideal. So perhaps for that particular patient that sent me the email this past week about not getting the effectiveness that lasted as long as it had done in the past. So generally what I tell patients is that if they are looking at an advertisement, say a promotion that a particular aesthetic center is offering about Botox, and the pricing looks too good to be true, then it's probably too good to be true. And that would suggest that they're over-diluting the product and not giving someone the equal amounts of Botox that they really need in order to get the results that they're looking for. So something to keep in mind. We at the Aesthetic Associate Center dose our Botox and charge the patients based on the dosing. We don't charge by areas because I don't think it's fair. If I've got a patient that has very strong muscles, say, in the frown lines between the eyebrows, and it's mostly more common in males because they have stronger muscles there, then we would have to use a higher dose. So it would be unfair for somebody that comes in and needs a lower dose, say perhaps a female that doesn't have as strong a muscle, why should she pay the same for that location as someone with a stronger muscle? If you're putting more in, then you should expect to pay a little bit more. And that's something to keep in mind. Because if you go to if you've been going to a doctor for some time and then you go somewhere else and they say that, oh, I can do that for half the price or something in that effect, then it's probable that they're giving you half the dose. And it's likely that that half dose will probably last half as long or even less than that because you haven't reached the threshold of necessary dosing in order to get the effective result. So something to keep in mind. So Dilutox, something to look at. If you want to go to beautybyshatkin.com, we've got the most recent article, which we posted yesterday, on Dilutox, and you can read a little bit more about it. In general, at the Aesthetic Associate Center, our patients get 3 to 4 months or more of their effectiveness of the Botox, Juvo, or Dysport that we're injecting. So keep that in mind. If you're not getting the results you think you should get, you can give our office a call and we'll try to get you in and help you perhaps redose you and give you a better, perhaps better result. Anyway, I'm going to answer some more questions about Botox and hopefully you'll give me a call. 803-1520, 803-1520 is the number to call. Give me a call. Let's talk about aesthetics, plastic surgery, non-surgical treatments, because plastic surgery also includes non-surgical treatments. And we can go over some of the areas of that. If you want to talk about Botox or your experience that you've had with that, please give me a call, 803-1520. If you do call on the air, as I mentioned, we're giving away free in-office consultations with anybody that calls the show today. And also, we're giving away a free skincare cream, which is worth $90 value. And that would be available to one lucky winner today. So give us a call. Last week, we had a gentleman call, Bob called the show and asked a question about scarring. We're going to be getting Bob into the office, and of course, he won that skincare cream last week, so hopefully that will be beneficial for him. And if you have any questions about anything in the field of plastic surgery or aesthetics, I'd be happy to talk to you about that. Last weekend, shortly after the show, I was called to the emergency room to take care of a small laceration. The very first thing I tell patients, especially when we're talking about a young child that had a cut on his forehead, I tell the parents, I said, look, just calm down. We'll take care of it. It's nothing to be nervous about. We can help you get through this process. Because very often, I know how I would be as a parent if one of my children had gotten an injury. But generally, most lacerations and injuries that are fairly minor are taken care of by the staff in the emergency room. And sometimes they'll follow up with me in the office to make sure the healing continues as expected. But, I think that that's something to keep in mind. Anyway, give us a call, 803-1520, 803-1520. I'm going to take a break now, and we'll be back after these messages on The Great Look Show.
Show me a filet, show me a strip. a Russell's Cut, a ribeye, or a crab dip. Come dine with me just right. Where would you like to have dinner tonight? Russell's, of course. Russell's, of course. Where would you like to have dinner tonight? Russell's, of course.
Be my guest and let us do the rest.
Hi, I'm Dr. Todd Shatkin. Western New York, we are winning the battle. We have followed the guidelines for social distancing, and we are now open. For more than 30 years, the Shatkin family has been dedicated to taking care of our patients. We have focused on quality of care and providing five-star customer service that has earned us the trust of the Western New York community. When you check in, if you do not have a mask, we will provide one for you. We will also take your temperature. Our waiting room seating has been adjusted to provide the extra room needed for social distancing. Our doctors and staff will be wearing the protective gear required in order to provide everyone a safe visit to our office. Our operatories have the most advanced air filtration system made in the world. Western New York, we're ready for you. Call us today at 839-1700 for a free consultation and get back on track with your dental health.
I'm Dr. Sam Shatkin Jr. from the Aesthetic Associates Center in Amherst. To look and feel your best, consider my personally developed S-Lift procedure or short recovery facelift. This two-layer lift makes for a short recovery and longer-lasting results. Schedule your free consultation today to learn more about the short recovery facelift or other treatments to rejuvenate and look your best. Call 839-1700 for the Aesthetic Associates Center or our Trey Array Spa, or go to our website, drshatkin.com.
And welcome back to The Great Look Show. I'm Dr. Sam Shatkin Jr. here talking to you about plastic surgery. Happy to answer questions about plastic surgery or aesthetics, anything in the field. There's been a lot going on in the last few months with the aesthetic industry, particularly related to the COVID crisis. And one of the things that we've noticed at the Aesthetic Associates Center is that more and more individuals are trying to feel good about themselves with the stress they might have with being stuck in the home or quarantining or having family members that might have some medical conditions or illnesses. So we do see an uptick in the amount of patients that are coming in for the non-surgical treatments as well as the surgical treatments. And some of the non-surgical treatments, as I've been talking about today, include Botox or neurotoxins, which are used to relax the facial muscles. So if you're trying to smooth away lines on the face, you should consider doing things like Botox or fillers. These are areas that can be done to injection. And we are one of the largest injector treatment centers in Western New York. Our staff is highly trained. In fact, they also are trainers that work at the Aesthetic Learning Academy, which is one of the things that we run at our aesthetic center in Amherst. And we have doctors and health professionals come from all over the country to learn about aesthetics and learn about how to look better and feel better, or help their clients and patients look better and feel better for that matter. And we offer a lot of different treatments and trainings, including the use of the Botox and neurotoxins. So one of the things is that we're trying to get a natural look and a expressive facial movement while still reducing the fine lines. So sometimes patients ask, well, what's the long-term effect of Botox? What's the long-term benefits of it, or does it do anything to create any issues in the future? Well, the biggest issue is this. If you're using Botox proactively, and we call it Protox, in other words, you're using this injection to reduce the lines and wrinkles today so you don't develop some of those deep furrows or lines over your lifetime. So I'm sure everybody has seen older individuals because they raise their brows all the time. They've got these horizontal lines, or because they're constantly frowning, they've got these 11s that run between the eyebrows. If you relax those muscles, which we do with Botox on a regular basis over a long period of time, then you will very slowly reduce that frown line that's there, those wrinkles, and in fact reduce the chance of you getting those deep lines. So if you're trying to be proactive and reduce the ability to get those lines developing there, then that's something you should consider. In my case, my nurse injector has been injecting my
frown lines, along with our physician's assistant, really whoever's available every 3 to 4 months when I go in to have it done, they inject those areas, and I have no lines between my eyebrows. Many people that are my age, friends of mine, are starting to develop those vertical 11s, if you will, between the brows. And by injecting those on a regular basis over a long period of time, I think I've reduced the chance of me getting those lines between my brows. And I do notice this on the patients that we treat as well. The other thing that's rather interesting is that I use this example for patients to help them better understand what the uses and benefits of Botox is. If you think about this, if somebody has a cast on their arm, when that cast comes off, and you look at the skin on the elbow because it hasn't been moving for about 4 weeks, the wrinkles look much, much better. It's that movement that contributes to those lines and wrinkles developing over time. Of course, once the cast is off and the elbow starts moving again, you're going to start to see those wrinkles return. But that's basically the same premise. Once you relax the muscles moving against an area of the body, you'll start to see the actual tissue heal. The skin will look more healthy. It'll have less wrinkles and lines on it, and it'll look smoother. So that's essentially what we're doing when we're injecting Botox or any of the other neurotoxins to relax the muscles and effectively giving you more of a proactive diminution of these wrinkles. So I think it's something that's important. So consider that when you're considering doing Botox. It's not something that has to be done every month. It's something that can be done every 4 to 5 months in many cases. If it's done properly, the dosing should last 3 to 4 months minimum. And we can evaluate the patients that have had it done before. If you're one of those individuals that just doesn't seem to have the results last more than several weeks, then you really need to be coming in to our office so we can reassess you. And if you do call us on the air and you're dealing with this problem or any other problem related to aesthetics, you can give me a call right now. The number to call is 803-1520. 803-1520 is the number to call to get on live with the Great Look Show right now. And if you do call me on the air in the next 15 minutes, we will give away a free in-office consultation for you. And that's normally a $75 value in the aesthetic plastic surgery practice. And we're also giving away a free skincare cream to one lucky caller. So far, we don't have any callers, so if you do call us on the air, you'll be you'll win that cream, and it's a $90 value. It's a special peptide cream with our name on it because we're very confident with the ingredients and the benefits you can get from these products. So give us a call, 803-1520. I also want to at least mention, shout out to Russell Steaks, Chops, and More for being our regular sponsor on the Great Look Show on a weekly basis, and want to let everyone know that it's a great place to get your food. I know my brother was there last night with some of his office staff, and they do a tremendous job, of course, and Russell is there almost every night when you go there for dinner, and I'm sure you'll get a chance to meet him. Very interesting gentleman. So consider going to Russell's Steaks, Chops, and More. Anyway, 803-1520 is the number to call. We talked a lot about neurotoxins and Botox, and I think it's probably good to segue that into a discussion about the fillers, because they sort of go hand in hand. One of the questions that we had a couple weeks ago was, what about the filler longevity? How long is it going to last? How do you get the best results? Well, just like using other injectables, I think it's critical to make sure that you go to an injector, health professional, that is trained and has experience in that. And it's not the same as if you're looking for a refrigerator or a dishwasher or a camera. You can't just look online and pick someone without really knowing their experience. It's something that you're doing to your body with these injections, and you want to make sure you pick the right person. So many of the marketing ploys that these advertising companies have, marketing sound too good to be true. Many injectors, mainly the non-aesthetic health professionals, are trying to tap into the aesthetic market. And these are MDs or nurse practitioners, and if they advertise an unbeatable price, then you may be getting a product that you didn't expect to get. Extremely low pricing can come from manufacturer rebates, but if you know the provider, that's important. And the best way to pick your provider is to use word of mouth, people that you've spoken with, people that have had a good experience, look at reviews online, make sure you're comfortable with the results that you see online. And if that's something that you're happy with, then go in for the consultation. And I would say that in many cases, people should go in and just to get information and perhaps not jump to the first chance that they might have to do injections. So I think doing your research, scheduling the filler appointment is important, and that way you'll make sure that it'll be a result you're looking for and a health and safe environment, because you really want to make sure that that's done properly. Because there are many injectors that are, you know, learning for the first time, and unless you get properly trained, then I think you might come short of your ideal, not to mention that you could actually cause some harm. We've had very few issues with our injections at the Aesthetic Associates Center. We're very proud to say that. We've been doing injections. I've been doing them almost 31 years now since I started in practice, and I've shared that experience with our other injectors in the office, both our physician's assistant, Michelle, and our nurse RN, Kathy. Both of them are injectors, and myself. And we all are actually participants in the training we do for the Aesthetic Learning Academy to help other health professionals learn about how to do this. So I think these are things that are critical when you're looking for an injector to help you with injections into the face to soften lines and wrinkles. So if you have any questions about the fillers, about neurotoxin injections, give me a call. We've got some time left on the show, 803-1520. I also want to mention that after the break, we're going to talk a little bit about some aesthetic plastic surgery. So we're going to take a short break now. We'll be back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Shatkin, Jr., board-certified plastic surgeon. Most people think that plastic surgery is only about surgery. But here at the Aesthetic Associates Center, we offer a full range of surgical and non-surgical procedures, treatments like rejuvenating skin care, laser treatments, and injectables like Botox and fillers could be just what you need to look great.
Call Dr. Shatkin at 839-1700 and look for their monthly specials online at lookgreat2020.com.
Comfortable and quality dental care. Affordable prices, always fair. 839-1700 to call. Dr. Shatkin does it all. Replace missing teeth, stabilize your dentures. Visit the Aesthetic Associates Center.
Call us today for a free consultation.
Because happiness starts with a smile.
Call 839-1700.
I was in a car accident. My front tooth cracked. I'm definitely embarrassed to smile. I got mini dental implants. It changed my life because it made me feel like me. Like I can smile and feel like Ashley. I just want to say thank you.
Mini dental implants can change your life too.
You can be you again. Call Dr. Todd Shatkin at the Aesthetic Associates Center, 839-1700, for a free consultation.
I'm more than happy. I'm ecstatic.
There's a lot in life to smile about. Are loose dentures or missing teeth keeping you from enjoying the things you love? Don't miss out on enjoying life's precious moments. You can be you again with affordable Shatkin mini dental implants. You can smile again, laugh out loud, and have your self-confidence back. Let us help you make it memorable. Call us today at the Aesthetic Associates Center for your free consultation and give us the opportunity to change your life.
And welcome back to the Great Look Show. I'm Dr. Sam Shatkin, Jr. here from the Aesthetic Associates Center in Amherst, and we're here to talk to you about plastic surgery today. And we've got a caller on the line, so we're going to go right to Kay in Tonawanda. Good morning, Kay.
Hi. I was wondering what percentage of people have some kind of reaction to the Botox?
Have you experienced a bad reaction, Kay?
No, I've never done it.
Okay. So the biggest side effect that you would get from Botox is either undertreatment, in which case the wrinkles aren't really resolved, or if you're treating a muscle that you don't want to or don't intend to inject. And what I mean by that is that if it goes to a muscle that you normally would want to be functioning properly, for example, elevating the eyebrows because we don't want to have our eyes tired, those injections can cause those adverse side effects. And I've seen that with patients, and unfortunately, we don't see it in our practice because we're very skilled at what we're doing with the location of the injection. But if you're injecting a muscle on the forehead, you can actually drop the eyebrows. And then, unfortunately, you've got to wait the 3 or 4 months for that to wear off. But the nice thing about it, even though it's called a toxin, it's not really toxic to the body. The products are very purified. They're all FDA approved. You should not be going to a doctor that purchases black market Botox because the strength may be variable. But we've not seen any untoward side effects other than what we would normally expect as the outcome, which would be relaxing the muscles and reducing the wrinkles. Does that sort of answer your question, Kay?
Yeah, I see the commercials, and of course they talk about the, maybe bad side effects.
Right. Well, the side effects, as I mentioned, are very few. It's a very safe product. It's been around for a couple decades, as I mentioned before, and I wouldn't be nervous about it. You know, many first-timers are the ones that come in a little bit concerned about what might happen and whether it's going to look unnatural. In most of those cases, we'll start with a very low dose and just let them get an idea what it's going to be like. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, we only dose it based on the strength of the muscle. So we don't over-treat these patients. But I think it's important that you come in. And if I can look at the areas that you're bothered by, I can help you figure out exactly what to do. Is there any particular wrinkles on your face that you're concerned about?
Well, I don't like the 11s.
Right.
And maybe the lines from the nose down around the mouth.
Like, okay. Yeah, well, we can certainly look at that with you. And because you did call us on the air, we're going to give you a free consultation. And you'll have an appointment with either myself or Michelle, the physician assistant at the Aesthetic Associates Center. And together we can help you figure out what to do. And because you did call the show today, you're going to get that free skincare cream as well. And that's a $90 value. You'll love the peptide cream. It's great for all skin. It helps moisturize and hydrate. So something that you can really benefit from.
Thank you very much.
So after I finish chatting with you there, you'll just leave your number with Jimmy, and he will we will give you a call this coming week and get you in for a consultation and help you with that. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Kay. Well, thanks a lot for calling the show, and you have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. See you soon.
Bye.
All right. Give us a call 803-1520. We got a couple more minutes to call, and I just want to mention, I'd like to share some of the experiences that some high-profile people have had with plastic surgery. Everyone knows Joan Rivers, the late comedian. She was a staunch supporter of plastic surgery. And she once said, looking 50 is great if you're 60. So tongue-in-cheek, it's basically what she's saying is, you want to look your best. You don't want to look your age, and you also don't want to look older than your age. And there's many things that we can do to help reduce the aging process. You can eat better, limit your smoking, limit alcohol intake, limit sun exposure. All of those things are controllable. And the other thing you can do is seek out good plastic surgery and aesthetic treatments. And if you come to the Aesthetic Associates Center, we can help you through that process. Be happy to do that. And we offer an amazing team of aestheticians, physician assistant, nursing services, and we've got them all under one roof at the Aesthetic Associates Center. And as you know, my brother, a cosmetic dentist, has the cosmetic dentistry that we do together. So the combination of plastic surgery and dentistry can really help you look your best. So thanks a lot for listening, everyone, to The Great Look Show. We'll be back next Saturday on The Great Look Show. Have a wonderful week.